Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Krisis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv, Al Safik Me'ilois, Hashem Talui. Again, we're going back to the Lachis of Hashem Talui, a person possibly was over in Avera. He knows that if for sure he was over the Avera, he'd bring a Chatas, but now that he's not sure, he wants something to protect him. And the Torah says you have something that's going to protect you, and that's the Hashem Talui. Now, what happens if a person has a suffix if he was Nehenem in a Hegdish, that he had a Noah from Hegdish, but he's not sure? How could that be? Let's say a person had two pieces of meat, one that was Hegdish, meaning from a carbon, and the other was a regular, ordinary piece of meat prepared for supper. By mistake, he ate one of the pieces, but he doesn't know which one he ate. If he ate the piece that was Hegdish, so he violated Me'ilah. Normally, he would bring a carbon asham, as well as paying, plus a fifth. But what does he do over here? It's a suffix. Should he meanwhile bring an asham toloi until he finds out for sure what happened so he can bring a regular asham me'ilais? According to Rabbi Akiva, the answer is yes. Rabbi Akiva mechayiv al suffix me'ilais asham toloi. V'chacham say no, he's pater. It's only something you would bring a carbon chatas on had he known for sure that he was over the Avera. So on a suffix, he brings an Asham Toli. But for Me'ilah, there's no Chatas. There's a carbon Asham. There's an Asham Me'ilais. So if there's no Chatas when you know for sure you did the Avera, then there's no Asham Toli on the suffix, as I zag in the Chachamim. Now, like we just explained, when a person, by mistake, Me'ilah is only by mistake, uses Hegdish for his own purpose, he brings an Asham Me'ilais, he also has to pay Hegdish the value of the Hanah, and an additional fifth. But what about if it's a suffix? Maybe I ate the Hegdish meat. Zak the Mishnah, Umayde Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would be Umayde She'ein Mevi Es Me'ilasai. If a person is not sure whether he was over Me'ilah, he doesn't bring his Me'ilah payment to the Beis HaMikdash. Not until he knows for sure that he was Me'ilah B'Hegdash, Ashatis Vadalir, unless it becomes clear to him that Itaka ate the Hegdish piece of meat, or he used Hegdish, or had a Nov from Hegdash. And then, V'yavi'ima Asham Vadai, he brings the Asham Me'ilais, the Vadai Asham. But an Asham Tali comes alone. There's no payment with the Asham Tali. He doesn't go to Hegdash and say, maybe I was Me'ilah B'Hegdash, let me pay. No such halacha. L'maisa, according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, somebody ate a piece of meat. He goes, oh, you don't know which meat it was. Maybe it was the Hegdish meat. He runs to bring an Asham Toli. Then someone comes along and tells him, yeah, it was the Hegdish meat. So he's going to bring two Ashamis, the Asham Toli and an Asham Vade later. And Reb Tarfin has a problem with this. Amar Reb Tarfin, mal is a mevi shtei Ashamis. Why should this person bring two Ashamis? That's what's going to happen, the way Rabbi Akiva says. So Amar Reb Tarfin said, mal is a mevi shtei Ashamis. Again, why should this person bring two carbon ashams? First the asham tali, then when he finds out another asham? B'yetzem, the mefarshim explain over here. Reb Tarfon is not arguing with Rabbi Akiva. Reb Tarfon knows you should take and bring an asham tali, or you could bring an asham tali. But for practical purposes, maybe it's not kedai to do so. Ella rather, what would be a better practical idea? Yavi Me'ilah V'chumsha. Even while he's still not sure whether he was Me'ilah B'Hegdash or not, let's say whether he ate the kosher meat or the treifa meat, he should bring the payment for Me'ilah, the value of that Hanah to Hegdash, and the extra fifth. V'yavi Asham B'Shnei Slayim. And he should bring a carbon asham worth two slayim, because that's how much the carbon asham is supposed to cost. Pasuk says, Be'erkecha kesef shkalim, says the Batanura. And he should make it tonight. He should say like this, Im vaday ma'alti, let's say I'm going to find out that Itaka was Me'ilah B'Hegdash for sure. Let's say the meat that I ate was the Hegdash meat. So fine, zumi ilasi v'zeh hashami. This money will be my Me'ilah money, the money that I'm paying back Hegdash for the Hanah and the fifth, and this animal is my Asham Me'ilais, my Vadei Karben Asham. V'im Safik. And let's say we're not going to figure out what I did. whether I ate the hegdish meat or the other meat, or whatever other suffik in mila. So hamois nedava. The money should be a nedava to the base of Mikdash. The asham tali. And the carbon that I bring as an asham should be an asham tali. The reason you can do this, says Rav Tarfin, is shemi min shu mevi al hoida, mevi al hoida. It's the same kind of animal. It's a ram that's worth at least two slain. That's what I would bring if I was vaday moel behegdish for nesham ilais. And that's what I would bring for an asham tali. So I was why not make the tanai? What do I accomplish? I shouldn't have to bring two ashams. Because if it turns out later that I could figure out that I was talking moel behegdish, after bringing the asham tali, I would have to bring a second asham ilais. This way I bring just one carbon. Now what Rabbi Akiva answers Rabbi Tarfin, that we're going to see Bez Hashem in Mishnah Gimel. Right, now let's chaz over Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Akiva says that just like if somebody was over in Aveira, Besafik, where if he knew for sure that he was over the Aveira, he would bring a Chatas. Same is true if someone was Moil Behegdish Besafik. Like, for example, a person had two pieces of meat. One was Hegdish, one was not. Doesn't know which one he ate. He can also bring an Ashem Tali. But just the Ashem Tali, no payment whatsoever. The Chachamim say, no, he's Patra and Ashem Tali. This din of an Ashem Tali, which keeps us in suspense, that's going to protect him, as long as he's in suspense, is only on something that had he known for sure he was over the Averi, would bring a Chatas. Savik being well mehegdish, if a Vada is an Ashem, not a Chatas, and there's no Ashem Tali. Reb Tarfin be'etzim holds like Reb Yekiv. You could bring an Ashem Tali, but he says, I have a much better practical option, being that both the carbon for Asham Tali and the carbon for a Vaday Asham, if somebody knows for sure he was Melo Behegdish, is the same thing. So bring one carbon and make a Tanai. Bring one carbon, pay the money, pay the Milo money, pay the fifth, and as you bring the carbon, make a Tanai. Say like this. If I really was Melo Behegdish, if what I ate, let's say, was the Hegdish meat in our mashal, then this is a regular Asham Me'ilais. And the payment is the Me'ilah payment, and the fifth is a fifth. Let's say I'm never going to figure it out, or for the time being it's a Safik. So fine, the money I donated is Tzedakah. Let it go to Hegdish. And the carbon should be an Asham Tali. Being that it's the same kind of carbon, why can I bring one carbon and say it should work for either or? And again, like we said, what Rabbi Akiva answers, we'll see Bez Hashem in the next Mishnah.